May a public school teacher distribute religious material to the students? That's coming up next.
Legal advice you must not ignore. All ahead on today's Legal Alert.
Gina is a public school teacher and called us to find out if she could post religious literature on bulletin boards at her school. We advised her that as an employee of a government school, she is subject to one standard with students and another standard with coworkers. Because she is a representative of the state, her contract with students is considered to be contracts with the government and from the government. Thus, she is capable of violating the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment if she does anything that would be considered establishing or promoting a religion, like distributing religious material to students at the school. She has every right to distribute materials to her co-workers, but under the law, she must be very careful. She cannot give unsolicited materials to students.
Call the Christian Law Association 24 hours a day for legal support. Call 888-252-1969. That's 888-252-1969. Or if you prefer, 888-CLA-1969.
8.5 minutes past 12 noon, and good afternoon to you. Hope it's been a good day for you thus far. 84 degrees here in Pisgah Forest. We're heading to around, 87 or so. And we may see a pop-up shower, and with the heat, maybe a thunder shower, but about a 40% chance is what we're looking at. And weather we're looking at, I'm going to say it wrong, Aisa. Brother Walton's not here for me to point at, so I'll point at him here in a little bit, and we'll talk about the latest spaghetti models of where they're saying this storm may impact. Yeah, and we'll wait and see. We'll also chat about a variety of other things, and we'd love to have you stay with us. Also, we invite you, if you have an item to buy, sell, or trade, or maybe you're looking for something, or lost and found, or garage or yard sale. And then also, if you are a business and you're looking to hire individuals, that fits under Swap Shop as well. So we'd love to hear from you, love to air that for you, again, absolutely free of charge, and it will run for 1 week from the time that you call it in. There's a couple of different ways you can get your information to us. We're good to answer your phone call, 828-884-9427. You can email us, wgcr@icloud.com, or you're welcome to use our website, and that address is wgcr.net. Yeah, so it's going to be a good day. We hope you can stick around with us. We'd love to have your company. Taking us to Swap Shop time for today, here's the Old Time Preacher's Quartet and a song written by Brother Mark Wheeler titled He Has.
I've not always been faithful, but He has. I've not always been graceful, but He has. I've not always been true, but He's always come through. He has, yes, He has. I tell Him I'm not strong, and He says I am. I say I can't go on, and He says I can. I've not loved everyone, not always overcome, but He has, yes, He has. He has. conquered death. Oh, but he has. When tempted to sin, I feel the test again. Oh, but he passed. Yes, he has. He has been the greatest friend this world has ever known. He has paid the debt.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Be very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
Ruth K. Jones is the writer of this hymn. She was a pastor's wife and mother to five. One of her sons wrote a letter that explained the writing of this hymn. It was during the time of World War II, with all the horrors that war brings, that she was reading in 2 Timothy 3, where the Bible says, "Know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Very quickly, the words and music came to Mrs. Jones. She took a piece of paper from her apron and wrote, "In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus." Oh, yes, he's the one. "This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Friday's Swap Shop, 31st day of July, and we're wrapping it up. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. And it's August, and with August, you know, I kind of call that the transition month. Even though it's still summer, school starts back, and you're about ready to head to fall in September. So, yeah, it just doesn't seem right.
It's crazy. I don't know. I don't know. It's just one of those where I feel, was it Rip Van Winkle? Is that the fairy tale where he'd slept and woke up and it was like a whole new world? And hey, I wouldn't mind going to sleep right now and waking up in a whole new world. It's called heaven. I'm ready. So looking for the Lord to come back today in July.
Amen.
Not setting dates, but would be a blessing. And but nonetheless, in the meantime, we'll keep on keeping on.
Occupy till I come.
That's it. And who knows, though, we may be vacating the occupancy anytime.
Changing addresses.
That's right. And according to the song you're having me look for, that might be a little bit of what your devotional thought is today. Maybe.
Yes.
Well, I am trying to locate a song here, and we'll see if I can get the right one. I think I found it. So I've got the song you and I talked about, Nothing Like a Little On-Air Shop Talk. So let's continue talking shop here real quick. I'll just kind of let you in. The Aisa, that's wrong. How do you say?
Isaias.
There you go. See, I knew.
Isaias.
I got a point to Brother Roger. So we'll talk about that. And we want to, we'll catch weather, you know, if how it affects us locally or what they're saying, potentially. Also, we'll check traffic here and see what's going on. Want to remind folks, our grocery warehouse is closed tomorrow for regular shoppers, but the trucks are making daily pickups. And so what's available, it just varies day to day. But I know that earlier today on the truck that was coming in, there was an assortment of variety of fruit. There was grapes, both green and purple. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but that's how we call them. There's also mangoes and raspberries and some pineapple, bananas, a variety of bread and bakery. I'm not saying all that's still there, but it's free for the taking, and it's out in front of our grocery warehouse at 3232 Hendersonville Highway. Please only take reasonable amounts for you and your family to use so that we can spread it out to everybody. And the last I heard, Brother Roger, our grocery warehouse will reopen next week on Tuesday, 1:30 to 5:30, and we'll resume regular hours Tuesday,
oh, okay.
Thursday, Saturday. So the warehouse is opening back up next week. So,
All right. That's good news.
Hallelujah for that. And Pastor Barton, you want to give us an update?
Well, the update is that they've got things under control, and the physical therapist has been in, and evidently our prayers are being answered. He's crossed hurdles a whole lot quicker than I thought. They were talking about Saturday, tomorrow, but now it looks like he may be on his way shortly to head back home.
Yeah, and would ask that you pray for the trip. You know,
yes.
That's a good little drive, Charlotte, to here, about 2 hours ballpark.
But, yeah, it's about 2 hours to here,
yeah.
And so a little bit further to get to where you all are.
Yeah, so we'll say 2.5 just on a good day, and we'll pray, please pray for no tie-ups on the interstates, and pray that it'll be a smooth ride home. When you're hurting like this, and when you've been through what Pastor's been through, I promise you, you can run over a gnat and you'll feel it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so please pray that just the Lord would grant him comfort as much as possible on the ride home. And don't know what time or anything, but sure do appreciate folks continuing to pray for our preacher. And if you would continue, they're giving all the credit to the prayers of God's people and the Lord doing this. but they are very, very thankful for everyone's prayers. And I will say, if you'd like to send Pastor a note, a card, just a little something, that'd be a great encouragement to him. We'll be happy to make sure, if you want to send it here, some of the young men here that serve as his assistant, and they are in contact with him, and they'll make sure that every note that comes in gets to Pastor. Our mailing address is, you can send it to WGCR or Anchor Baptist, either one. We're in the same building. And the address is 3232 Hendersonville Highway, Pisgah Forest, that's two words, Pisgah as in the mountain of the Bible, and then forest as in trees, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, 28768. And again, we'll make sure we get those to Pastor.
Yeah, it looks like right now it would be pretty decent, except I'm sure they come and will split off onto 74 rather than to go all the way down into South Carolina. Shelby would be the one area where there's a lot of stop and go traffic.
Yeah, you got the red lights through there, you know, going through town. But so good, so far so good. Then thank you for looking on that. But and I don't know time frame. The last we heard when the call came out was that as soon as Mrs. Barton could get her bags packed and Pastor get his discharge papers. But we know sometimes that can take a little while.
I was gonna say, I guarantee you she packs her bags a whole lot faster than they write out discharge papers.
That's it. It's kind of like you take your arm and you scoop it all in a bag, rake it in there, and we'll sort out the difference when we get home. Well, let's talk travel now. We talked about praying for traveling mercies for Pastor and then coming back in. Well, you can just pick wherever you want to start. And
First of all, I wouldn't travel in the gorge at all.
No, mm-mm. Probably not till 2025 or so.
Yeah, that it was good this morning. But once you pass the Waynesville exit there at exit 20, you're going to just think, oh, this is great. And then all of a sudden, we're going to stop.
Yeah. All the way to the Tennessee state line and beyond.
Exactly.
Is that construction, Brother Roger?
I believe so. I didn't know that they were pulling it back that far, but
wow.
Yeah.
That...
It was the first 5 miles. But, you know, again, if it's 5 miles in, it still will back it up beyond that.
Sure.
So.
Well,
and it's a Friday, so people might be trying to get away to Tennessee for the weekend.
Maybe trying to slip it in before school starts, because we're going to have, unless you're in year-round school, so I know some of those, you know, have already started back, but, you know, we're, you mentioned it's kind of the transition month as we head into August, but school starting back right around the 17th, ballpark time. So a lot of folks may be trying to get in that last hurrah on the summer vacation plans.
Yeah. Now, the last I heard, and that was, I've never seen it change, Henderson County, for this year only, the year-round schools will go on the normal schedule.
Really?
For this. Yeah, that happened months ago.
Well, see, I don't know. I missed that one. So, yeah. And, you know, graduation, and I saw today, and we'll get back to I-26, but let me just divert here or I'll forget it. I saw where, and I'm reading just out, this was Duke University. Duke is having only freshmen and sophomores on site. Their juniors and seniors and was it undergrad program will all be virtual. And they're doing that to limit the number of people on campus. Yeah, I was like, what? Because it said only freshmen and sophomores will be, you know, on campus. And I clicked the article and read it. Now, and that was just for Duke. And also big news in college, the ACC announcing that they will have, only those within their conference, that those are the only games that will be played. And I'm referencing football. And so the big rivalry is at Clemson and
USC.
And University of South Carolina. They will not play that big in-state rivalry game. Now, someone said they were going to file a lawsuit. I don't know who it was. I read after that. But, yeah, and I think it's maybe 10 games or something like that. So, I don't know.
Yeah, 10 games. And I think the person that said they were going to try to do something about it was a lawmaker, someone in the
that had some ability to maybe do something about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's always a big game. And And, you know, you have also NC State and the Tar Heels. They have a in-state rivalry game. And they have a weekend that's dedicated just to rivalry games. So we'll wait and see how the sports scene plays out. Because I saw where Brevard College, they're moving all of their fall sports to the spring.
Spring, yeah.
So football and volleyball and I think some track and maybe some others. Again, I don't want to leave anybody out. It's going to be moved forward to the spring. All right. Speaking of moving forward, you're not doing it very quickly if you're on I-26.
If you are headed from Longshoals Road up to Malfunction Junction, no. And if you're headed past Brevard Road towards Hendersonville, no.
Yeah, just no.
But I wish I remembered some of these things ahead of time because I did a story. I didn't do a story. I did it on prayer time yesterday. They are going to be shifting. They were going to do it Wednesday if the weather held out, the people to the new surface so that they could now work on the old surface and make it what it needs to be. So that in that area there at Brevard Road, they were allegedly was some lane shifts.
And that's now? It's going on?
I never saw if they actually did it because I didn't see that there was any bad weather.
Okay. Well, there's some road, they're paving 280 in Mills River right near the Ingalls. It's going to be nice when it's finished, but they've been doing a lot of that work at night. But you do have some uneven surfaces, which I think would be especially troublesome for maybe motorcycles and things like that, but just be careful. And if you're going to travel in the evening hours, they've got signs up diverting traffic, telling you to shift over and whatnot. But they've milled it up and put it back down again. It's going to be very nice when it's done. But it's just that in the meantime thing, which 26 is going to be very nice when it's done. But it's between now and that point that creates the issue.
Yeah. Between here and heaven, we'll see.
So true. So true. Want to give a heads up for folks that maybe take your ATVs or what to the Courthouse Creek Road in the Pisgah Ranger District. That road is temporarily closed to motorized use, and that's going to be through the end of the year. They've got some active timber operations in there, got some pretty large pieces of equipment and big trucks in there as well, hauling the timber out. And so it's a narrow road, and I'm driving a logging truck through a truck loaded with logs through that road kind of would make me nervous. But they've got, again, they talk about the turnouts. There's not many to allow people to get by, so they've temporarily closed it to just ensure the safety of everybody. They say that you can still hike it and you can still cycle it, but they want, if you're on that road, they want a heads up. There's, again, a lot of big equipment and the trucks are hauling those logs out, so please be careful.
Okay, I found this. The North Carolina Highway Department of Transportation announced Wednesday that they will shift traffic on westbound Interstate 26 to the newly constructed outside lanes prior to Brevard Road Wednesday night, this past Wednesday night, weather permitting. That was the caveat there. Now, this is the old story, so I don't know if they did it, but the shift will allow crews to completely rehabilitate the current existing lanes.
Okay, so you've got a shift there, and you know they're making progress. They're working. It's just it's kind of the project that never seems to end there. And I would say that's probably going to be the story for a couple of years now, give or take a few. Big shout out and congratulations to Transylvania County Sheriff David Mahoney at the recent North Carolina Sheriff's Association Business Conference that was held in Wake County. Sheriff Mahoney was unanimously elected by his fellow sheriffs as president of the North Carolina Sheriff's Association for the upcoming term 2020-2021.
Well, how about that? Congratulations. Yeah.
I think he's maybe been vice president prior, but again, unanimously elected there. And we appreciate Sheriff Mahoney, a great man, a fellow brother in the Lord, and makes no bones about his salvation and is very open with his faith. And I appreciate him. And God bless you, Sheriff Mahoney.
Amen. We're
thankful for you. And
yes.
Proud in the right kind of way of you and your accomplishments.
Well, do we want to talk about this storm?
Yeah, and I was going to point to you to say it, but I figured my silence would be very obvious. I've called it everything, but Christy.
I don't in, in Spanish, I's are pronounced E. So
yeah.
That's what kind of throws it off. So it's Ise Eis. But anyhow, she did come over the Dominican Republic in Haiti, but mm-hmm. now you got the backside. So they're still getting hammered with that. And right now it sits in the southern part of Cuba, but not on the island above it. If it had hit the island, it would probably knock the soup out of it a little bit before it cuts back in there. The latest forecast, the last forecast track was taking it further out to sea. The latest one that came in at 11 is bringing it tighter and more of a Wrightsville Beach area of landing instead of where they were talking. But like we always say, when you're this far out, you just don't know. But here's what we do know. The area that we were praying for, Haiti and all that, they are certainly under the gun right now when it comes to the fact that they have had a lot of rain. So we'll have to wait and see how that goes and see if we get it. I've already seen reports out of the Dominican Republic. It's hard to get reports the other way, but there is a hurricane watch. By the way, it is a hurricane now.
Okay.
The threshold for a hurricane is 74 miles an hour. This is at 75. There is a hurricane watch already issued for portions of the Florida East Coast, which is my mom and dad, because they're in Southeast Florida.
Now, didn't they move in maybe just a little bit more inland?
They moved about 18 miles inland, which I'm very happy about. And this is a newer apartment complex.
Okay.
So the glass windows are rated at 150 mile an hour winds.
Oh, well, that.
So he said he shouldn't have to leave unless it was a Cat 5. And he said he would leave on a Cat 5.
Well, we'll pray for all the folks there, though, on the coast.
So, but the Bahamas right now have hurricane warnings. The northwestern Bahamas, the Andros Islands, New Providence right there, the Abacus Islands, the Grand Bahamas. I've been all over through those areas in the Bahamas. Some of the most wonderful Christian people that I've ever met have been through those islands. And really a lot of fun to be around. What I love about them is not only do they enjoy preaching and get upset if you preach too short, which...
Don't hear that much, do you?
I don't think 50 minutes is short, but to them it's like, brother, you got another one? But they will sing for an hour, hour and a half, and I mean they will sing. And this one lady had the children up, and if there was a way to direct it that was different with each verse, she found it.
Aww.
And they were there, Father Abraham had many sons, and she's taking her arms in and out and up and down and out to the sides, and she was having more fun than they were.
Oh, you just get blessed by folks that put their whole heart in it, you know?
Yes, you do. They really do. And it's interesting because a lot of the pastors are different nationalities. And so you have to change your hearing to be able to understand, because this will be in one kind of like a dialect form. It's English, but it's, it's kind of like mountain versus southern versus, and then one of O'Hare will say, you know, character, and then will say character, and you have to really pay attention. But it's fun.
Well, we're praying for them. Is that still the same time frame, Brother Roger, that you said, what, Florida maybe as early as tonight? Or
no, that the islands are tonight. We're looking probably tomorrow sometime.
Okay,
for Florida we're looking more North Carolina towards Sunday into Monday. Now, here's the thing, and I don't know, maybe it's just me, but when I listen to different weather forecasters say, this thing's moving, so we're in good shape. I think you just jinxed it. Mm. Now it's going to slow down. Well, I've watched it slow down from 23 to 20 to 18 to 17. It's still moving.
Yeah.
But let's not say these things. Let's let it just keep trucking on. And
yeah.
Because obviously the faster it goes, and if it stays out to sea, the more minimal the rain will be.
Right.
And if that track tracks further east, then, you know, it could be a South Carolina hit. It just depends. But right now they have brought it where it was going east, 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 and now they've trajected it back west. But there's a cone of error.
Mm, yeah.
Well, so we'll see.
Now, yesterday, do I remember you saying that 12 hours is their pretty much time frame of fairly certainty? When it's 12 hours, is that a ballpark?
That's me.
Okay.
That's me saying it. Okay. I mean, you've got, that's pretty, I mean, the models are going to, they're going to agree on that point.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean, like I said, Charlie in 2004, all the models agreed and it was right at Punta Gorda, and it just out of the clear blue just hooked to right, came inland, did not go up the west coast, and that shocked everybody. So they do have a mind of their own.
True that. Well, we're praying for everybody in the path of this storm. Also praying, thank you for praying again for Preacher Barton. Again, if you didn't hear the very first, Lord willing, he'll be on his way home today. And that's just the hand of God, the good hand of God, and thankful for the prayers of God's people. Pray for some other folks that are still fighting illnesses. Pray for some that are hospitalized. Pray for a lady, a dear lady, going to have open heart surgery coming up on Monday. And she had very similar, if not the same, surgery about 10 years ago. And Ed, just pray for her. Pray for another lady that'll have a valve replacement surgery on Tuesday of next week. And then pray for a young lady having a back surgery next Thursday. And I'll just go ahead and say that young lady's our daughter, Joanna, and I appreciate folks praying for her by name. And I'll kind of be in and out. I will just see. I appreciate Miss Brianna and others, Grace, and everybody's offered to watch. So you may have little redheads run through here. And Jake, I'm not sure that we can survive him, but he's two, and we'll see. But I'll be here as much as I can. But I sure do appreciate folks praying for many different requests. There's a lot of folks, some bereavement and other things. So please remember one another and remember your pastor. You pray for him. If you think it's been hard on just the folks attending church, imagine trying to pastor during COVID-19 and all the different challenges there. So please remember these prayer requests. And in light of COVID, I saw where the American Red Cross has put out a plea for donations of people that have had COVID and recovered, because they can take that plasma and then turn it around and help treat patients of COVID, if I understand it correctly. So they say that it is, you know, something that has to be donated. So again, they are specifically looking for folks that have had COVID and have recovered. They're looking for donations, and they say that if you give any time during the month of August, you get a little gift card as a thank you. So you can go to redcross.org and find out of a donation site, time and place closest to you.
Well, more interesting note, I saw where a doctor in South Carolina said there are some ways to bolster your immune system. While, you know, when you got these kind of things going, it's always good to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, one of the ways is to get some physical exercise. And you can do that with walking around your neighborhood or whatever without having any issues, usually with people being around. But one of the things that they said is you need to get the best vitamin D you can get, which is sunlight.
Mm.
So a good 15 to 20 minutes of sunlight every day is the best vitamin D. Also, foods that contain high levels of vitamin C, D, and zinc. Now, I'm a big proponent of zinc. Mm-hmm. The Zicam, when I feel something coming on, the Zicam has the zinc and the vitamin C and all that stuff in it at higher portions. And if I catch it early enough, I actually don't get the cold, even though I could tell it was coming.
Right.
If I catch it a little bit later, it's usually very, very mild. But yeah, so lots of foods that have vitamin C, D, and zinc.
Now, what did they give any list of what those foods, just kind of an example of some of those?
Oranges, grapefruit. I can't have grapefruit due to medications, but I was trying to think. Zinc is like lamb, chickpeas, grass-fed beef, those things. Limit your sugar because sugar is very inflammatory. Yeah. So
lay off the sweets.
If you're wanting to bolster your immune system for whatever, to fight something, that's what you want to not do. Orange juice, that's another good thing. So, and I'll tell you another one that's not touted a whole lot, but grapes and grape juice that's pure. Just like just grape juice. Right. It's not got anything out. It is high in sugar, but it's natural sugar, but it's still, but it has what's called resveratrol in it. And that has very much been seen to help with, the word won't come to my brain, but it's the things you need to build up your immune system. There's a word for it, and it's a long word, and it starts with a P. That's all I can remember.
That works for me. I couldn't say it anyway. So, fresh fruits and vegetables are always a better choice. If you have the opportunity to make the choice.
So, I made broccoli today, which broccoli is cruciferous. It's a good cancer fighter. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we get fresh broccoli, and I like it where it's like bright green, but and not that look like it's been wilted.
Right.
Well, I found out how to do that. Put your pan of water on and let it come to a boil. Then take you one of those things you set on top of the pan with holes in it, mm-hmm. with the broccoli in it, for 7 minutes. Let that steam hit it. For 7 minutes. Turn it off, and it won't be as crunchy as it would be if you did it raw, but it won't be soft either. It'll be perfect, and it'll have that really nice-looking green to it where you don't get rid of, strip it of all its minerals and vitamins.
Because the more you cook something, the more you're cooking out the benefit.
Right.
And so, but 7 minutes, I'll have to try that. I do like broccoli, and I've learned to like kale and spinach, so I'm trying. But so choose the fresh fruits and vegetables if you have that leisure. Well, Brother Roger, we want to make sure to give you plenty of time to share our devotion today, so we'll go ahead if you want, and we'll jump into Swap Shop. And if you've got an item today, we'd love to get it on for you. You've still got time to call 828-884-9427.
We have for sale a 1995 Damon Frontier Flyer Motorhome for $6,700. The number is 580-63.
Okay, Brother Roger, I lost you. Let me see where you went. Try it again.
Did I come back, or am I floating in oblivion?
I believe you're here, so I'll let you rewind and start that one over.
All right, for sale, 1995 Damon Frontier Flyer Motorhome for $6,700. The number is 580-630-3653, 580-630-3653.
And I have one here that I don't think we've put in yet, so I'll read it from a sticky note. Someone is in search of canning jars. Now, they didn't say a particular size, and canning, it's coming up that time, Brother Roger. And I did want to just throw in something here, and I'll give this phone number in just a second, but your canners, if you're looking to can, make sure that you get your pressure gauge checked. A lot of the extension offices in the different counties will offer that as a service. And I know in Brevard, they're doing that, but you need to call and make an appointment. So just kind of FYI, make sure that you get your canner checked and that it's in good condition, because it can be It can be interesting. I've picked green beans off the ceiling more than once in my life. But again, these folks are in search of canning jars. Call 226-1134. Again, 226-1134.
We have quilting fabric, including some quilt fabric tops. Very nice. Call for more information, 553-6734, 553-6734.
Also in Swap Shop today, here's for sale two used washing machines. They are $150 each. Call 877-3363, 877-3363.
CKC Registered Standard Australian Shepherd Puppies for sale. They are black and white, $400 or $500, ready to go to their new homes beginning of September. The number is 553-0331, 553-0331.
And those are the items that I see listed. I want to remind folks that next week, Brother Roger will open up our school registration, our back-to-school giveaway registration. Kindergarten through 12th graders are eligible. And Friday, a week from today, Brother Roger and I will be giving away 10 back-to-school gift packages. 5 for the young men and 5 for the young ladies. And again, kindergarten through 12th grade, no matter what type of school, if it's K through 12, they're eligible. And the package includes a brand new Bible, a $50 Visa gift card, as well as a WGCR t-shirt. And then there's some goodies. Miss Grace has been looking through filing cabinets and been at the warehouse and did a little shopping trip today. So she has put together some extras with this, and we're excited to give them away. So please watch. We'll have the online registration opening up Monday. And if you don't have access to the web, you're welcome to call us, and we'll take the information for you, and we'll register them on your behalf. So we look forward to that. All taking registrations all next week, and then Friday we'll have the pleasure of giving away a lot of good stuff.
All right.
And we're going to mail them. Sorry.
Yeah, yes. A little bit of a warning. If you are coming down I-26 towards Hendersonville, just before Longshills Road, it becomes a parking lot almost to the airport. So something's changed in the last little bit, and I'm not sure if it's an accident or if that's just construction. But it is a parking lot right now. So
that was I-26 eastbound.
That is eastbound, just above Long Shoals towards the airport.
Okay. If you can avoid that, might be to your advantage. Birthday wishes today. Happy birthday to Miss Rebecca Shields.
Happy birthday.
And the Lord has blessed that young lady with a tremendous voice. Sings
Boy,
with her
true.
Family. And we love the Rogers family, and happy birthday, Miss Rebecca. I hope it is a wonderful, wonderful day for you. And let's see, I'm looking through for the weekend. I don't want to miss anybody. Ellie Mae Watson celebrates her first birthday on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
That is Brother Doug and Miss Robin Baker's granddaughter.
How about that? 1 year old already.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Happy first birthday to little Miss Ellie Mae coming up on Sunday. Well, Brother Roger, share your heart with us, and I have that song we'll finish up with.
Well, we've seen places that Jesus was at the end of his life. Gethsemane, where he was a place of prayer, and we ought to be in our Gethsemane, our place of prayer. Gabbatha, where it was a place of mockings and trials and persecution. And certainly as we go through this earth and world, we know that's true. We're in that right now. He was in the grave because he died for us. And we were talking about dying to self so we could live for him while we're here. And then we talked about the garden where the tomb was and the resurrected life that we live in him. And that because he lives, we can live. But this last G word didn't happen on the earth. The Bible says that after he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. I love that verse in Acts 1:3. Many infallible proofs. It don't get any better than that. He talked to his disciples, and then it says when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up by them in white apparel, which said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus,
yes,
which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. The last G is glory. Jesus went to the right hand of God the Father, and where he's in the glory world, we're going to be there one day. Squire wrote a song. He said, some call it heaven. Some call it paradise. He said, I call it home.
Amen.
I like that. One day we're going to go home. Let's keep in our prayer. Let's go through the persecutions. Let's die daily. Let's live the resurrected life of Christ, knowing that one day, as the gospel writer said, there will be that midnight cry when Jesus comes again. And as preacher was saying before he went in for surgery several times, he's heard people say they stopped looking for signs and started listening for sounds. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Roger.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet. Prophecies fulfilling and signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father.